This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Several days ago, Israel eliminated a terrorist leader in Lebanon. Days later, a Hamas terrorist was eliminated in Iran, which Israel has not claimed responsibility for. In response, Iran has vowed to attack Israel. Because of those threats, the USA sent a massive show of force to help Israel should Iran attack. Dr. Erez Soraz, the head of One for Israel, and his guest on a recent podcast, Dr. Golan, discuss the recent events and are asking everyone to pray.
So the Israeli Air Force conducted a very pinpointed airstrike and took out Fuad Shukur, the number two person or commander in the terror organization Hezbollah, in retaliation for the massacre of 12 children in Majdal Shams. Just after that, there was one of the founders of Hamas, Ismail Haniya, was a mysterious explosion took place where he stayed in Tehran, the capital of Iran, in a safe house of the government, and he found his death there. I mean, just say that both these men are murderers with blood of many, many, many Israelis and Americans on their hands.
Israel is currently the only country in the world that is threatened with annihilation. I don't know of any country in the rest of the world that is constantly threatened by annihilation. This is no joke. I mean, this is serious stuff.
And throughout history, we see many, many, many leaders and sometimes nations and sometimes groups of people like now that vow to destroy Israel. And some of them even say that their God has led them or instructed them to destroy Israel. This war that Israel finds its way in, you know, it's really not about Israel. It's about the God of Israel, exactly. But it's also about biblical values. It's about Judeo-Christian civilization, no less than that. You know, in that respect, Israel is kind of the canary in the minefield or the mine. But to our friends, we would ask for you to pray for us and with us at this season, as Paul talks about and as he states in Romans 15:27, that as followers of Jesus in the nations, we are called to pray for Israel, for the salvation, spiritual salvation, but also as many, many, many threats now, it's extremely encouraging for our people to know that there are Bible-believing Christians that are praying for our people, where Israelis and Jewish people around the world feel very, very isolated and very, very much threatened. We are inviting all of our friends to pray with us and also pray for us. Let's pray together. Amen. Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we come to you when we are just befalling our praise to your great name. We are beseeching your great mercy. For your name's sake, Lord, over Jerusalem, over the land of Israel, Lord, it is your name that is called upon us. And while as a nation, we're not a God-seeking nation at this time, but you see also the remnant that are faithful to you, that are seeking your face. And we are asking that you will protect this land and you will cancel the plans of the enemies to destroy and to kill. Lord, we are seeking your face. We pray that many of our family members, of our neighbors, of our friends will turn to the Messiah, turn to the shepherd of our hearts, the shepherd of Israel, Yeshua himself. We just give you our thanks and our praise in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Prayer warriors across the country, please continue to pray for supernatural protection over Israel and its people as they face multi-front wars and the latest threat from the country of Iran. Pray that the Lord will give wisdom to the political and military leaders in Israel. Prophetic days seem to be unfolding rapidly before our eyes. That's the Middle East Report. Get a podcast of the show at AFR.net. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.